Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to discuss decisions. Don't you hate making decisions? Don't you hate it when you have two options in front of you and you're weighing them over and over and over? Or you're ignoring it because it's just so overwhelming that you just can't take it? And so you're denying that you have this decision to make and you're hiding from this decision till the last minute when you just will impulsively explode in one direction or the other? Or you'll analyze it and analyze it and analyze it with spreadsheets until you're blue in the face, staring at this exact same conversation again. I swear to God, making those big decisions in life is something that I will say takes me out over and over and over. Decisions. We have been taught, well, on the one hand, on the other hand, let me ask my friends, let me find out, let me go research, right? But ultimately, that system, that concept is designed around a waiting, right? That on the one hand versus the other hand, and you write them down, let's say on a spreadsheet. Let's just say you're the kind of person that makes a list, one side, the other side, or you talk it out with a friend. But let's just say there's 10 good reasons to do it, but one reason not to. But the reason not to is a huge problem. How are those 10 other things getting weighted against the one big problem? This system inherently is terrible. And I have used it for most of my life until recently when I finally figured out a new system that I use all the time and it works a lot more effectively. The mind, the analytical mind is a beautiful thing, but weighing things out ultimately just doesn't get you there because how do you just make the choice, right? Information's fantastic. You've got to get information, but we need more than that. So here's what I would suggest next time you've got a decision or there's something out there that you've got to decide and you just feel so much anxiety and pressure to get to the other side of, and maybe you're in just deep denial or maybe you're driving yourself crazy, whatever your process is to deal with a decision, here's what I would suggest instead. I've been studying neuro-linguistic programming a lot lately, and this is from that system, and it is phenomenal. I used it to some degree, but they've really formalized it, and they say it in a way that's it's really succinct. So here we go. We have three different ways to process a decision. You can analyze it through talking, right? The auditory. So you're talking to friends. You're thinking in your head, should I do this? Should I do that? Blah, 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 blah. You're chatting away, right? You're making a pro and con list. Okay. That is one option. That is researching into the world, getting advice. All that's fantastic. Then there's visualization. What are you visualizing when you are trying to make that choice? So this is a really big one. Some people are very, very visual, but take a minute, check out your visualizations, right? Is one side really three-dimensional and clear and vivid, and it's got a lot of detail? And when you look at that image in your mind, you can really see it. If you're somebody who doesn't usually make visual representations of things, try that. Add that to your repertoire. Create an image of what it is that you have on the one side and what you have on the other side. What does it look like, right? So it's not just good enough to analyze and create pro and cons. You want to start to visualize a lot of these details. So for example, maybe you're trying to decide where to live in one city or another. And in one city, you're envisioning yourself walking down the street, getting a coffee, going for a bike ride, right? You see yourself happy. You see yourself living there amongst the people. However, the cons, and you can see those negatives. It's awfully hot in that city. Or I don't like the size of the city, but and I see myself walking through and there's too much traffic. And on the other side, I'm thinking about a hill town where it's quiet and there's not as many people. And there's a certain amount of psychological space and freedom, but I'm not really surrounded by people of my age. So creating these visual images of yourself based on your pros and cons is really effective. Then the third part, for all the feeling-based people out there, this is the easy one for you, but many of us are not. In fact, research suggests that only 20% of people use the feelings to help guide decisions. But how do you feel when you think about one versus the other? Each of your pro and cons. Take a break, slow down, check in. For me, this is the part I never did. I could analyze it to death. I could create visuals to some degree, but not great. So I started adding visual components to my analysis, to paralysis. And then I would check in. Okay, how does that feel? And quite frankly, it's kind of annoying to check in when you're not used to it. But getting that process moving where you can feel in your body, what does that experience that I can now see? I can see myself living in that town with that bicycle, drinking a coffee, and how does that feel? Oh, that feels amazing, right? And that's how you sort through these crazy pro and con lists, because otherwise you will go insane. If you're somebody who always feels a sense, but you don't do the analysis, then take those feelings and put them onto paper. Create an image. Make a list. What does that I see myself living in a downtown area with a bicycle and a cup of coffee. Write a list. What does it cost to live there? Can I afford to do that? Go look up the cost of apartments. Ask some friends. Get guidance from people. If you're somebody who is always visual, right? I think 60% of people start visually. You can see it perfectly. Okay, great. That's fantastic. But why those images? Are you sure that that exists? Go do the analysis, the research to make sure that those images are accurate. Talk to other people about those images and then check in. How do you feel about them? We are a complex system. Don't rely on one modality to get you to the choice that you want. When you incorporate all three of these and you say, I can see it. I've analyzed it. It makes sense. And I feel that this is the right thing. I feel excited, uplifted, and motivated. There you go. Boom. It's a decision. You can't do more than that. At the next level, there's a surrendering, a sense of faith that has to go into this because obviously we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how it's going to work out, right? That's the most we can do. So give it a shot. See if you first are somebody who feels only visualizes or analyzes, which modality is yours. See whichever one is the one you typically go to, and then try to add the analysis, add the feelings, check out how that decision process goes. Try it something small. What you want for dinner tonight, a vacation you need to plan for the summer, not the big stuff. Love to hear from you. Send me a note. Let me know how it goes. And if you want to ask any questions about this, feel free to hit me up, laura@lauraco.com. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and a million sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff. all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.